Hi, this is comedian Liz Blanc, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
Where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm co-host Gigi Chick.
And today we have straight good vibes, beautiful lady, hilarious lady, one of my favorite ladies, Miss Tori Golden.
Hey!
Hi.
Turn up!
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
You bring such good energy all the time.
Thank you. I try.
Well, we were talking last time when Mickey was here recording, which is the lost episode of The Default Setting that no one will ever hear.
The lost year.
We're still alive, and Mickey hasn't put his butthole all over things and given us E. coli, and we died from it. We were just talking about how, like Tori has the best attitude of anyone in human comedy. Like, she just brings, like, sunshine and happiness, like, all the time. And I was just saying, I love you because, like, you don't fucking care. Like, that's what I
don't.
Love.
Dude,
and that's what's so great. People always try to start shit with you.
Yeah.
On Facebook or wherever.
Really?
And it's, oh my God.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's so entertaining because she's just like, LOL. And she legitimately means, like, LOL.
Yeah.
And you can tell their heads are just exploding because they're
people
not getting
calm their tits. Okay?
They need to really calm
like,
their tits.
Well, that's what. So, I don't. Were you there when I told the jokes, or did you go outside?
I went outside. I was smoking. Yeah.
So, did you hear any of the jokes I told about you?
No.
All right. So,
dude.
I'm gonna tell you them now. So
yeah,
you hear
yes.
Them. Okay. So, so the toast jokes I told about Tori. The first one was, and I think I've told you this one before. Tori is answers the question, "What would happen if Gollum was a hot chick?"
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, I told
love
you
that
one. And then the other one, another one I did was. I want Tori to start a sex toy line called Good Vibes, and I volunteer to test out all the products on her.
Yes! Oh my God, I love that.
And then I said, much like flushing birds out of hiding during hunting, Tori's Facebook posts flush racists out of hiding, therefore making them easier to shoot.
Oh, yeah. High five. Oh, that's good.
So we'll explain why that was funny to everyone who hasn't seen her Facebook posts that flush out racists. Those are always fun.
I need to hear.
Geez, we'll get you all caught up on that. But first, real quick, I wanted to get to the heart of what we're going to talk about today, which is your default setting. And we decided to call it, what, zero waste?
Yes.
Okay. So talk a little bit about what you were telling me yesterday with that.
Okay, for zero waste, I believe that we learn from our childhood, and there's usually like one thing that sticks with us when we're growing up, and mine is zero waste. So I have a lot of really funny experiences that I will definitely share with you in a little bit on like how I don't like to waste I don't like to waste moments. I don't like to waste time. Like, I usually get like really anxious like when it's not punctual or whatever, Yeah, so I'm just going to share experiences with you on how I don't like to waste. And
I love
some
it.
Of them are fucked up. So.
That's what we like to do here. We like to swing between like fun and funny and
every episode has some degree of fucked
darkness.
Upness
well,
because
we have comedians on, so that's what happens. I was actually Tori's very punctual. She was actually messaging me the whole way over, and she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, because traffic can suck a big dog dick today.
Yes!
It's terrible.
Dude,
it's
I hate
terrible.
It. I was like, I want to shoot someone.
Yeah, you're always on time. You're very professional. And then you were telling me yesterday that, like, you've been thinking about your topic for a while, and you were, like, writing stuff down, which I don't think many people, like Amber I know, did that. Women are very good about having notes and writing. Like, Gigi, you did that. You wrote a bunch of notes for your episode to talk about stuff. So, yeah, the women on this show have their shit together, talking about all their stuff. Where does it sort of start with sort of the concepts?
Okay, so not a lot of people know this about me, but our parents, like my parents, grew up extremely poor. We lived in poverty, and I'm sure that everybody has gone through their own financial issues and how to fix that. And there's a lot more people that are worse off than I am. So I just try to focus on positivity. But my mom taught me to never, never waste anything. Like, it doesn't matter if it was food, water, someone's time, any kind of a moment, like at all. So it kind of stems from like the times that like there's bread in the, like there was bread on top of the fridge, but there's no food in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I would split it so that way we wouldn't be like hungry. It would just expand in our stomachs. And I know that's kind of deep and like, yeah, super, but like, cause I'm usually like, well, who cares? Like, screw everyone. I don't give a fuck. Like, so like, I know it's kind of deep and I don't know. I don't know how to make it like even lighthearted. I guess the fact that like my brothers and I learned how to be very resilient.
Uh-huh. Cause you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like my dad left us. And so, my mom was a single mom for three kids. And so she was always working and she tried to meet Zen, but whatever. But yeah, so that's where it stems from. But I like, then I've noticed that it's a habit now. Like there was a penny in the toilet.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell did a penny get inside of a toilet, but there's a penny in a toilet, right? And I'm like,
fell out of someone's pocket.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And they're pulling up their pants. It probably,
yeah, I could probably see that happening.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I only need 99 more pennies to go until I have a dollar.
Oh my God.
So like, dude, someone walked in on me in the bathroom. Yeah. And I was like, I just owned it. I was just like, yeah I was sitting Indian style, hand deep, like basically fisting this toilet.
I love
person,
it.
This person literally,
they're like, what am I looking at right now?
Yeah, that's exactly the face. You guys can't see Gigi's face right now, but like, seriously, like just most like confused, judgmental look. Cause I'm like,
you guys got to check out Tori's YouTube page. It's what, Straight GV?
Yep.
STR, the number 8 GV. Yeah. I normally push social media at the end, but I say this just because she's a very expressive individual, much like Gigi. And to really see like her, like it makes like so much of her comedy is just her. Like I'm watching your face right now talking about like, I'm fisting this toilet. And like, just like, you look so happy doing it. Yeah, like, yeah. I've been working on a toilet. Yeah, exactly.
Live long day.
Exactly.
Dude, I know, and that's probably why like it was, they were more confused because I was smiling like a creep.
Yeah.
But you guys can't see my face right now, but I do like this double chin thing.
She's like, that's another thing I love about you is like there are so few women I know like that do like that sort of adapt sort of what's traditionally male, sort of like guys are always doing Cartman voice, or guys are always doing like really loud, stupid, like voices. Yeah. And I do that stuff all the time. Just, and she's like the only other person, at least I've met in Cleveland comedy, as a woman that does that kind of shit. And it makes me feel better that like I'm not just a
complete... It's because my brothers and I just make weird noises. Like we have our own language.
Yeah, I know. Like the Dabi language. Shout out to my brother if he's listening.
Oh my God.
But, yeah.
You, I'm sure, can understand with brothers. Do you have, wait, do you
have
brothers?
Brothers.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. Aww. So. Yeah. For sure. Do you have brothers?
I have a younger brother, yes.
Oh, dope. Okay. Yeah.
He's very, like, introverted. Like, he's like if Brett Thomas... Like, he's literally like Brett Thomas if Brett Thomas, like, didn't speak. Like, you know what I mean? That's how introverted he actually is. But yeah, no, so that's my, like, that's the thing. I don't have an outlet. It's not like my brother and I sit around like, we don't like do that stuff all the time. So.
And my mom walks in like, oh no, not that noise again.
Not the noise again. Do you have,
that's one of them,
older or younger brothers?
Two younger brothers.
Okay.
So I'm the oldest. So
you are too.
Yep.
Hell yeah, dude. That's nice. High fives.
Yes.
We're high-fiving like, this is the most high fives.
And the game hasn't even started yet.
I know.
And that was the hand that I put my hand on the toilet.
Oh, I knew
there was a catch.
Hand.
Wait, have you ever heard anything about when you find a coin, it has to be heads up?
Yes.
It's good luck. If it's tails up, it's bad luck. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, but I don't care because it's money.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you subscribed to that.
Yeah. I don't even know if I remembered that.
Yeah, it's funny too because I like to think of myself as not superstitious, but if I see a coin on the ground and it's tails up, I literally will just, unless it's a quarter, then like that's a that's a fucking quarter.
Yeah, dude, you just
change.
Need three more to have a dollar.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Dude, like about your drink that could put like whatever, like buy a cigarette off of someone, whatever.
Oh yeah, just some bait money for a cigarette. Like I'll pay you.
Yeah,
no, I'll keep your money. You always have to have some bait money on you.
You really do.
I'll pay you a quarter today for gladly today, or for a cigarette today, or whatever the fuck that's.
I actually wanted to add something in.
Yes.
Okay, so you're like, you and I are the only people that make weird noises or whatever. I think we're the only ones that have the balls to do it, because there's a lot of, well, I mean,
you and
we
are
all
tomboys
have balls
too.
True.
I mean, you would agree you're a tomboy.
Yeah.
I think you and I are very much more tomboy.
We basically all are.
Yeah, I mean, you are too. Yeah, I mean, for sure. But as far as, it's weird because, like, I think to be a female comic, at least right now, unfortunately, because we haven't progressed enough, you do have to have a bit of, like, a masculine edge.
Yes.
But there's something about having a masculine edge versus being, like, just like a dumb boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I feel like most of the time is I feel like I'm just a dumb boy up there making like,
sometimes, you know, like, I do too.
69, yeah. You know what I mean? Like really dumb, yeah, grabbing my boobs and making bicycle horn noises and just doing stupid shit. Like, I feel like there aren't a lot of
like
women
jerking
that do
off
that.
And
yes!
splooging.
Oh
yeah.
My God, oh my God, okay, wait. okay, so now that you said this, have you met GW yet?
No.
Okay, so she knows you because she's seen you and she's like, okay, so here's what happened.
Okay.
And she loves you, by the way. I'm just going to.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I was like,
oh,
dear.
So she was at Funny Stop last week. Shout out GW. So I went with Elizabeth Seaman.
Okay.
She went up to perform. Do you guys know Bridget Everett at all?
Okay. Actually,
she
maybe.
Runs around with Amy Schumer and she like pulls out her boobs a lot, like on stage, like full on pulls out. Like,
what? Dude, I wouldn't even be comfortable doing that. But dude,
but
props
she's
to her,
so
that's her
funny.
Thing.
She's right? So Bridget Everett's amazing. So GW reminds me so much of this woman. I'll play you guys some video and then I'll show you her. I'll show you GW on Facebook. We're gonna stalk you, GW.
Hell yeah.
But she at one point was doing her set, like literally 30 seconds in, and she did the jerk off thing.
Yes!
And I grabbed Elizabeth and I was like, oh my God, this is Tori in like 20 years. Like,
yes!
It's literally Tori in 20 years. And she kept like doing like jerk off and she kept doing like the like blowjob. And like we were both dying. And so we went up after the show and we were like, you were amazing. And you remind us of our friend Tori. And she was like, wait, what's her name? And I said, Tori Golden. She's like, you think I'm like Tori Golden?
Aww.
She's gorgeous. And I was like, well, yes, you definitely know Tori then. And I was like, well, so are you, dummy? And she was like, yeah. So it was just really funny that like we saw you, the future you on stage.
Yes.
At
that's
Funny
what
Stop.
That's what I love to hear. I want to get on Funny Stop, man. I need
oh,
to.
Oh, you want
to
come? I'm hosting July 5th. Come on with me.
Yeah.
Do
right.
it.
Yeah, do
oh,
it.
Hell
I asked you
yeah.
today. She's like, no, thank you.
I'm a total pans. Like,
come on, girl.
So I was supposed to do it. What was it? Was it last one? No,
it was a year and a half ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I'm getting old. And I came down with like the worst cold that whole week
No.
and didn't even have a voice. Like I sent Jess like a video of myself so she didn't think I was just like pussying out. And I was like,
I died.
Squeak. I was like, and so she just like texted me today asking if I wanted to do that one. I'm like, I just don't think I could commit to something that because I've never done it before.
Wow.
So if I were to do it, I feel like it would just need to be like
an open
after
mic
a couple
or something.
Drinks, open mic, hop up there. Like it would have to really be on a whim because if I think about it too much, especially like for my first time doing it, I'm just going to psych myself out. And Funny Stop. Yeah.
I use positive affirmation for that shit because I still struggle with that. Like,
oh yeah.
Like I learned Kevin Hart, LeBron James. It doesn't matter what kind of like entertainer you are, they always say they're like, you know, like you are nervous, but it's the same energy as being excited. So tell yourself that you're excited and you will eventually believe it. And I'm now, I think, almost a year in.
Okay.
And now I'm excited.
Yay.
So like, yay, finally.
It's funny.
That's awesome.
I wave between nights where it's like, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
But then... So then there are nights where I see like other people go up and I see what I'm up against and then I get excited because it's like, oh, I can blow these people out of the water.
Right.
You know
Same
what I mean?
Here. Even if
That's
you
when I get excited.
Yes.
Yeah. That's when it changes literally from nerves to like, oh shit, I can't wait to get up there. They're going to blow their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah. It's just fear of the unknown.
Well, and I wholeheartedly support the idea you should do an open mic first.
I think so too.
Yeah. Like I don't,
TikTok maybe.
Yeah. TikTok's fun. Steve Murs is great.
Oh yeah. I've heard good things about that one.
Yeah. TikTok is good. Don't do LVT. LVT is bad. And if you're worried about getting LVT.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No.
You don't want to.
I am not a Cleveland comedian, and I know not to start off at LVT.
Don't go to LVT.
You don't want to.
You get your ass handed to you.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I bombed a couple times.
Oh, my God. We've all had that. Like, my favorite thing ever was Mary Santoro once said, well, I've been feeling especially good about myself lately, so I'm going to head to LVT tonight so I can, like, even myself out a little
bit. No PYT at LVT.
Mary.
No, thank you. Nope, not
no
doing
PYT
it.
No PYT at LVT. I love it. That's what they need to call it if, like, Bob ever retires and, like, a girl takes over the...
Yeah.
Yes.
The hosting. So, okay, getting back to the no waste thing. You had mentioned, like, you don't want to waste food and you don't want to waste money. So you were talking a little bit about that already. You mentioned also not wasting water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I have a story to tell you. It's
Please.
Kind of sick. It's kind of like, wow.
We've already heard the toilet dig and penny story,
Bring
so
it
let's
on.
Go. Yeah,
Bring it on.
It's more like of a dark mental sick. But
I'm about it.
All right, so I was cleaning out my van with one of my exes, right? And he found this, like, stagnant half, like, gallon of water in my car and started pouring it out. And I was like, the person in the movie is, no! And I, like, and he was like, Tori, do you realize that this is disgusting?
Yeah.
And I was like, that, from that day, I was like, wow, this is a habit for me not to waste anything.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it's not really funny at all, but I was like, well, I mean, these are real life experiences, so this is Tori Golden, just not goofy Tori Golden.
You bring up a good point as far as at what point does being either frugal or not wasteful transition into hoarder?
Yes.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, dude, I'm scared that's going to happen.
Yeah, and it sounds like you got an awareness a little bit to be like, oh, fuck, I can't let this devolve into like...
I can't waste anything.
Yeah.
Now I'm the extreme opposite now. Now I'm like a minimalist and I only carry what I need on me
that's
at all
good.
Times.
That's ideal.
That's why I'm like, holy, my family is fucked up. I have hoarders at the ass.
Do you?
I'm like,
it runs in the family? Is that a genetic? Yeah. Does anybody know if like hoarding is a genetic or is it like a learned?
I think it's a learned behavior for sure. Like I feel like there are traits that make you like OCD or whatever. Like your genetics are like I have ADHD. So like I can't change that. But you probably can't change like how OCD you are on certain things. But like so if you add like a learned behavior to that, it probably manifests.
Compounds it. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
That's a great point. Okay, so we talked about not wasting food, not wasting water. I mean, are you still close with your mom?
No.
Okay, so you're not close to your parents at all.
No.
So you don't really know, like, if they're still, like, hoarding or if they're, like, what their current position. I mean, like, did they hoard at all? Did your mom hoard at all growing up?
My mom did and my grandma. My grandma is, like, literally, like, the hoarder show. They're, like, the boxes. Yeah, dude.
Newspaper.
There's
no
dead animals.
No animals.
No dead animals, but there is a lot of animals.
Oh, really?
So, like, yeah, like, boxes up here. I'm like, no, bro. Like, I'm like, I can't be like this. I don't even know. I don't even know how this apple, like, me, I got thrown into the other yard. Like, I'm not trying to be by this tree right now.
Yeah. Get me the fuck away from this tree.
Yeah.
You also talk about not wasting cigarettes.
Oh, dude, I got some nasty ones for that one.
Okay.
All right. And can we talk about blunts on here too?
Talk about whatever you want.
All right, shit. Yeah, you guys are gonna like
this.
We talk
about doing drugs and all the crazy shit all the time.
All right, cool. All right, this is gonna be dope then. All right, for cigarette butts, right? Like my friends give me so much shit for doing this, but I'm like, they're halfies, bro. Like.
You smoke them down to the filter?
Oh, yeah. I smoke them all the way down to the filter. But then if I don't feel like smoking, like, I will save it. And then most people will just throw the cigarettes out if it's, like, a little halfy, like a one hit.
Mm.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I save it. Like, and I put it, and it stinks so bad. Like, I put it inside, like, the little box.
Uh-huh.
And my friends are like, that is the most disgusting thing. Just throw it out. I'm like, shut up. I'm like, don't fucking judge me.
Cigarettes are expensive, man.
Yeah,
I mean.
Dude. Yeah, it's not like fucking paying a dollar at McDonald's. You're paying $7.
Are you a regular smoker or?
Yeah, dude, I'm a chain smoker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been that way like for a while or?
Actually, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I don't know how dark we can get on here.
As much as you want.
All right.
Do not censor yourself at all.
All right, anything cool, goes. Because you guys are about to like learn some new shit. Like nobody.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, whatever you're comfortable talking about.
Okay.
Ultimately,
yeah.
Yeah.
That you want people to hear essentially.
Okay. All right. So like, I quit smoking cigarettes for a long time, right? Because I'm like, I want to like lose weight. I used to be 205 pounds and I worked my ass off.
I still can't believe that. You've talked
about
that.
I deleted all the fat pictures, dude. No one's going to see me as a hunchback whale.
Well, like, yeah, no. And I think, yeah, I have such a hard time wrapping my head around. I mean, you're tall, but yeah, I was almost 202, so I understand that. Yeah. So, but you're tall, so yeah.
I feel like it didn't look well and I was super depressed. My boyfriend, like, whatever, he broke up with me. I mean, yeah, like he cheated on me, broke up with me and whatever because I was really fat. And so I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm about to fucking start working out. I'm going to look good.
Yeah.
So, like, I worked my ass off for, like, 5 years, and I'm, like, finally looking like, Obi called me Malibu Barbie. And I was like, thank you. I don't care if you're just being an insult. Like, I think he called me a wannabe Malibu Barbie. And I was like, I appreciate it.
You're like,
that.
Aw.
Yeah. I was like, thank you. I was like, I finally learned how to put on makeup, and like, this is my year, man. This is my fucking year.
So
yeah,
has it just been
in
the last 5 years you've lost the weight, and you're like, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so basically, I quit smoking for a long time, and I started back up, because like, you know, like, whatever, traumas reappear, and like, you have to deal with it your own way.
Yeah.
And so I started smoking back again. So, and then comedy doesn't really help.
Nope.
Not at all, because it's like... It's everyone in here has anxiety. Like, you know, like they're just, maybe not like so much anxiety that's debilitating, but just like going on stage and pushing through that. So it's stressful. We're putting ourselves in stressful situations.
Right.
So I'm not going to stop quitting smoking for a while, whether I really hope I don't die from it, but
yeah.
Whatever, man.
Whatever. Did you, when did you pick smoking back up? Like in the last few months or?
Oh, it's, probably in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And is it helping?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, dude. It okay. actually. All right. Like, I always try to help people out to work out. But, like, listen, smoking cigarettes sell so much better.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, working out is way more healthier than ever. Like,
do you do both? Do you work out and smoke? Because, I mean, a lot of people do. My boyfriend does.
Really?
So, yeah.
I do. I do both. And it's fine. Like. At first, like when you first start working out, like you, it's miserable, but then it's like, it does give you that high. You're like, wow, I don't need a cigarette, but you smoke one anyways because it's a habit.
Right. Did you start smoking like as a teenager or?
Yeah, actually, okay. Like I definitely fiddled around with that. Smoking weed and smoking cigarettes when I was like 16 or so. Cause I mean like I think high school is just stressful for like anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I think everybody I know who smokes now, it was like, 15, 16.
Oh, yeah.
Even if not younger. And was it when you decided to go back smoking again, was it like just sort of like, well, I'm stressed out right now. Let's see if this helps. Or you just knew like, oh, I need a cigarette and this will help. Or
yeah, I was like, I need a cigarette and that's it. I'm going to like... I know it's going to help. Like, it was kind of crazy. Like, I was crying, and I was like, I cannot release any of my anger anymore. I'm like, I am doing everything that I can. I've been, like, everything that you can possibly can to, like, release stress in a healthy way. And I was like, you know what, Tori? You're not perfect, okay? Everyone has their vice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, I don't care.
Well, and I mean... My personal take on all of it is, like, it's cigarettes. I mean, like, a lot of people are like, I'm just going to fucking start doing fentanyl. Or meth. Or I'm just going to drink, like, till I'm, like, blackout.
Every night.
Myself every night.
It's like,
I mean, it's just, not that I'm saying, like, oh, fuck those people, you're better than, but you could have chosen a lot of other vices.
Yeah.
And there are worse vices, I suppose.
Thanks.
Than that. and honestly, if it helps, I mean, if it helps you be a overall generally happy more functional person. It's hard to argue with the idea that like it's bad for you, considering especially there's yet to be any huge evidence that like secondhand exposure to smoke is that damaging from like far away. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's not one of those things where like you're smoking and it's like, but you're hurting other people. No, you're not.
You're really not. If you think about how much pollution happens with cars and buildings and factories.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Brie.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this. I would say, not libertarian. I'm not super liberal. I'm definitely not conservative. And I'm very much of that camp. It's like, do what you want with your body as long as it doesn't fuck with other people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much as, like, people probably shouldn't be doing fentanyl. I mean, it sucks for their families when they die. I don't know. Like,
we're going to all die anyways. So.
We're all going to die with something.
Yeah, jeez.
You also talked about not wasting time or moments or experiences.
Okay. I got a funny story. It actually happened last night when I was doing stand-up at LVT. We just literally talked about that.
PYT at LVT.
PYT.
Yeah. Watch your girl, Tori Goldman, LVT.
Plug. Plug.
I'm the instant plug always. That's funny. So I was like doing LVT, right? And I'm on stage and there's this, there's this girl that was way out of my league. Like, you
really on stage or it was just at LVT?
I was on stage and I saw her sitting next to this guy.
So there's hot girls other than us.
I know. I'm like, I want to talk to them. Like, come on, girl.
That we don't already know. Yeah.
Dude, that's funny. Cause it's like, it's yet to meet. Yet to happen, man. We're in a sausage fest.
I know. Well, and that's anywhere. I feel like we do anywhere you do comedy.
Yeah.
But they were talking about that on Drinks with Larry. Shout out Above Below Entertainment Network the other day about like, I don't even know how it came up. They're like, yeah, there aren't that many hot girls in Cleveland comedy. I'm like, there's just not many girls in Cleveland comedy.
It really isn't.
And then when there's five girls, you know, like the odds are less likely that every one of them's going to be smoking hot. But most of us are, really.
Yeah, dude, I feel like we're all beautiful in our own unique individual ways. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't do your humor. I can't do Jasmine Carter's humor. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Can't do Mary's humor. Like, it's funny. I when I went and did stand-up in Michigan,
looked fun. I was sad I didn't go to that. Yeah.
Dude, it was fun. But the audience, like, people actually thought that I was legitimately crazy.
Mickey last night, I was like, you get the vibe that she's insane, and it's like, and I love that about her, like, because you'll watch her videos and like your expressions, like, especially like I was saying the one time, like, I'll be watching Instagram and I'll see your video and I'll be at work so I can't have the sound on, and if I'm just watching the video and the stuff you're doing, I'm just like, she looks insane, but you can't stop watching, and then because I know you, I'm like, well, you're not actually insane.
Exactly.
Out of context, people are probably like, what the shit is going on here?
See, people avoided me after the after party, like, avoided. I was like, yeah, I was like, hey, what's up, Michigan comics? And they're like, like, it walked away from me. And I was like, what? And Mary lately teased me on stage, but it was more out of love.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, that's Tori's laugh, or said something like that. But it was awesome, because I was like, all right, like, Mary literally just gave me a shout out, whether it was like a teasing / compliment.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's a compliment.
And Mary's a good ball buster, too. Yeah, and I love, like,
she does it in like the best way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's the thing. I think more women should ball bust, because it's so much better when we do it versus dudes just play rough. Like, dudes will just say terrible things.
They're like, you're stupid. It's like, don't call them fucking stupid.
Yeah, or like, they'll call each other fat. Yeah. Or they'll call each other like ugly. Or they'll literally just say something about somebody's dead mom.
Yeah,
and, like,
I know.
Or it doesn't make people uncomfortable, like, uncomfortable laugh, but like the way Mary does it, even the person who's like getting their balls busted laughs hysterically, because they're like, oh my god, this is ridiculous.
She killed it at the Michigan
like
show.
She's so like, right, or like, yeah, so, oh my god, you gotta love it. Yeah, exactly. So
wait, you were saying there was a hot chick at LVT last night?
Okay, yeah, I got, you know, ADHD on fleek, but so I was on stage, right, and I was like, hey dude, is that your girlfriend? And he's like,
sorry, I already like where this story is going. Don't jet. Okay, keep going.
All right, no, you're good. Because she went, she went up to the bathroom. So I was like, this
hide
is my
your
time.
Hide your wives. Hide your
This is my time to shine. I have so much confidence when you're not in the room, bro. That's funny. Well, no, attractive people have that on you, man. It's like, but anyways, she's in the bathroom. So I was like, yeah, is that your girlfriend? He's like, no. And I was like, good, because I'm about to take her. Yes.
I'm doing a victory dance right now. I know you can't see it. I'm doing the victory dance. Well, it reminds me of the time that Adam was working the sound that one night at Tap House. And you went up on stage and said something about...
Oh, my God, yeah.
So no, but it was funny, and he loves it, and he's...
Okay, he's cool with it.
He loves
you.
He thinks you're great.
Okay. Wait until you hear this, guys.
We won't get too into the weeds on that, but he thinks you're great.
we'll dissect that later.
I forget exactly what happened, but you went up on stage, and you were, like, flirting with me a little bit, because I think
I
made a joke about being bisexual, and you were like, yes, like, you went up on stage, you're like, yes, Jess is bisexual, sweet. And then, and so then you were getting a little flirty, and then you said something about, like, sorry, Jess's girlfriend, I mean boyfriend, and I was like, oh, shit! Like, she just stepped to my boyfriend on stage, and so I went up, and I was
ballsy.
Like, that's the first time that anyone, like, any man, woman, anyone has gone on stage and, like, stepped to my boyfriend when he was in the crowd, like, yeah, I'm gonna take your girl, and it was Tori, of all people, and it was the fucking funniest thing, and he even said after the show, he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'd be completely okay with that, like, beyond okay, but it was the funniest shit ever, that it was just like, no other dude was just like, yo, what's up, I got your girl, and I love that you do that shit,
because you can pull it off.
Yeah, I know. You totally can, because everyone should be like, yeah, okay, here she is, go nuts, have at it. That's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so awesome.
That makes me feel good, guys. Thank you.
Okay, so that's a really great point, like, when you talk about not wanting to waste moments.
I had to jump on it. I stepped out of my comfort zone.
Exactly.
And I was like, this is the now or never.
Yep.
So I had to do it. And although I got to talk to her, she ended up having like a boyfriend or whatever. And I was like, whatever. Like, whatever. You don't deserve me anyways.
Yes.
But no, I wasn't
like,
even bummed
okay,
out.
Bye.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. I got out of my comfort zone. Now I'm going to talk to an Instagram model next. Like, no.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
I gotta say, I love, I think we talked about this before we started taping, but I'm trying to burp, but I don't have anything carbonated. This is really sad because normally I'll just be like, Tori's trying to get it going. Okay. Oh, there we go. That was good.
You have some crazy belches.
I still reference the time. It was the third episode, and we had Cindy here. And Cindy was talking about how her dad passed away. In the middle, I was just like, just in the middle of her like conversation, I was like, sorry.
Sorry, didn't mean to do that.
And then she just cracked up laughing. But shit, I didn't even smoke this time. Where were we going with this?
It's all the bisexual talk.
We're talking about bisexuals. No, I know, right? Your shirt. I was going to say, okay. Yeah. So yeah, so her whole thing is Good Vibes, which was why I told that joke earlier about she needs to start a sex toy company called Good Vibes. Because that's her, what would you say? Like your tagline or like your...
Dude, that's my brand.
That's your brand. It's your brand. Yes. Okay. We're doing a video.
Woo! Hell yeah! What's up? Woo! Dude, Justice Podcast, baby!
We need to do more live, like, yeah, filming, because then people can see. Well, you know what we should do? We should do it when there's hot women here, because no one's going to want to watch when, like, Mickey Genosi is here.
Right.
Sorry, Mickey.
So this was the time to do it.
So, shit, he really is going to put his butthole all over everything.
Mickey's hot in his own way.
He loves telling I like the joke. We laughed a lot last night about, like, he gets carded with his hat on.
Oh,
and then
I
he takes his hat off, and then he's like, does this work? Like, that's actually really funny, because he does.
He looks like an old man when...
With the hat, yeah, the hat off. Like, it just, he literally goes from looking 24, which, like, I think he is, to, like, 37 when he takes his hat off. It's just funny. She's wearing this shirt that's like, it looks like Goodyear, but it says Good Vibes on it. And I asked her if she had it made, and she said yes, and I almost died because it's so good.
Yeah, and actually this is a not wasteful story, I gotta tell you guys. So this got damaged in the washer, like some kind of ink got onto it, and I was like, fuck this, dude, I'm gonna save this. So I bleached it and the color came out.
Holy shit, just, that looks great. So you would never guess faded, it was bleached. But... Yeah, no, it looks great.
But I was like, nah, dude, I'm not throwing this out.
Yeah.
I want my whole wardrobe to have something with good vibes on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I want it to be my brand for when I walked in LA or walk in Cleveland. People are like, that's the good vibes chick.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. For sure. Absolutely. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, you auditioned for Shark Tank recently.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Yeah,
dude, okay. All right.
I love this show. Like, it's so
I told
weird.
You, is she not great? She's so great.
Oh, dude, they just asked me about Shark Tank, so yeah, I'm about to tell a girl.
Shark Tank.
This is my shark.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my shark.
Dude, it was intense, okay, so... She probably even shouldn't be sharing this because the executive producer was like,
don't
say
it.
No, and I won't be getting in trouble because like they haven't called me back yet. So after I get the call back.
This will air the end of July too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So, all right. So after I auditioned, right, the audition was supposed to be at 10 a.m. and I didn't audition until 6 p.m., bro. Yeah, it was exhausting. But I auditioned for the person that works for Shark Tank, and then they're like, Tori, we need you to bring your energy up here. And I was like, you're going to talk
to
an executive.
Do not test me.
Yeah, dude, and everybody knows me for, like, high energy and being wacky. So it's like, that's no fucking problem, bro. So it's like, my name is Tori, and I'm from Cleveland. Right, exactly. Hell yeah.
I feel like they did not even like prepare themselves for what they were asking for.
No,
like,
they didn't.
Tori, you need to bring up your energy, and you'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't even know that I did stand-up. I told them after. They're like, wow, you're really funny. You remind me of like the stand-up comedian that we know. We can't say your name. And I was like, that's funny because your girl is a stand-up comedian.
So are you allowed to talk about what you pitched or anything like that?
So basically my product is called Golden Gains. I can actually talk about it now because the patent, and I already got it trademarked as well.
Great.
So it's all protected. Like no one can steal this idea at all, but it's a frozen protein popsicle stick.
Okay.
So instead of your protein shake, you know how annoying it is like for people that are listening, if you guys work out, like it's really annoying to like pack that shit up or whatever. But like if you went to the grocery store or your gas station or your gym, you could just literally satisfy your body with health with getting a frozen protein popsicle stick.
Yeah.
And I like pitched it to them and they were asking me like, it might sound like silly to you guys, but like, I'm surprised that like big name protein brands have not come up with this idea yet. Like, especially in LA, man, I did some research and I'm like, no one's come up with this idea, man. I'm going to do it and I'm going to keep doing it. And I have my first client already, which I'm really happy for. Like it's literally in Geneva, Ohio.
Oh, cool.
And I would give them a shout out, but I don't know if they will want to.
Yeah, we'll wait on that.
Yeah.
We'll hear about them soon, I'm sure.
So, yeah. So, I have to change up my ingredients or whatever. But, like, they, like, the executive producer was asking me, they're, like, in-depth questions, my friend. Like, they're, like, what is it made out of? How are you going to distribute it? And I was, like, throwing fucking answers up my asshole. Because I was,
really?
Like, yeah, dude. Because I feel like sometimes, like, I feel like I doubt myself. But, like, I'm really good at lying. Like, I know that makes me seem like a piece of shit, but
no, it doesn't, but
maybe I'm good at storytelling.
That too.
That's
because we have to as comics.
Yep.
We have to be really good at storytelling.
You have
to
combine stories. Like, so many of my jokes are like combined instances of like four or five different people and four or five different times.
Yeah, you have to be able to like take a normal situation and like expand on it and make it seem like something, like draw them in, you know?
So yeah.
Most stuff isn't just that funny.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, like it's literally how, like, okay, when I performed at the Improv, right? And Jess has too. So what I learned a lot, they're like, it's about how you say it. Because like when I went on stage or whatever, like, I was like, I turned an ordinary thing into something funny because like people are like not expecting me to be like
right.
doing the double chins and like the pauses and be like, you guys can't see my face, but I'm being really goofy right now.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, you guys.
So
it's true though. I've seen so many comedians like, to me, like, that just bombed because
they
might be saying something funny, but they're not even, like, speaking clearly, and you're like, I don't even know what you just said. Like, that's why I'm not laughing. Like,
which,
you know, it's all about, like, delivery.
Right. Like,
it really is.
Yeah, that was so much of what I noticed when I first did the improv. Did you do Dave Swenson's class?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was the first time I did improv.
And there was one guy at the Funny Stop, I remember, who, I think he, like, won something. I don't know who it is. Don't kill me. I don't know.
Oh, right.
But he, like, ended up winning, but he was kind of, like, heckling the audience, because we weren't laughing, because we couldn't understand what the fuck he was saying. I'm like, you probably, like, are funny. You look funny, but I don't know what you're saying. Like, help me out here.
He did that whole, like, fuck you guys, that was funny.
He was like, and well, a tough crowd then, never mind. And I was like, no,
it's
like,
not a
I'm
tough
here
crowd,
to
it's
listen
you.
To
it's
comedy.
Not us.
I'm not here for the food, dude. Like, talk. Like, what are you saying?
Well, you only have 5 minutes, like, Just
make it count. Like,
just talk, like, slow down. That's a big part of it.
That's a big part. Because I know what I'm talking about because I've done it.
Well,
never.
But I mean, you've seen it a lot. And, like, the thing is, I think when people are nervous instinctively, you just want to, like, talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I had that problem when I started at O'Toole's. Fuck, dude. Fuck O'Toole's. R.I.P. No, I'm just kidding.
No, just rest kidding. In not peace. Rest in war.
That's the hardest room. If you can do O'Toole's, you can do anywhere.
It was tough. I only did it twice. Did you? It was your first set ever at O'Toole's?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was Amber's, too.
Really?
And Cindy's, I think, or somebody else's. And I was like, shit, man, you started at O'Toole's.
Yeah, and you didn't give up. Props to you, dude.
Right, like, right.
That's funny. Wait, I want to talk to you about, I want to ask you about LA. Did it shock you that it was only fucking 2 minutes,
dude,
to do stand-up?
So that was the first thing. The other thing that actually shocked me, they gave people 3 at Flappers. I don't know if you did Flappers when you went out there.
No.
So they gave people 3. But the other thing that was really shocking to me was how much people sucked.
Yeah, dude, I know. Expecting it into LA, dude. I know. I'm like, wow. All the Cleveland comedians. They should move out here with me when in October when I go, because I'm like, we'll win.
The only thing I can figure out is that it's a bigger pool, so it's more likely to have more people that suck. I don't know. Like,
yeah, but then we're gonna stand out, dude.
That's what my hope is, because. Like, and again, I'm literally basing this off of one open mic that had 30 people. But if that's a sample, like if you're just drawing a sample
they
off
all
that,
yeah.
30 of them, I would say 3 were good, 5 were serviceable. Everybody else was like worse than
garbage.
Most people I have seen.
Even in Cleveland.
Here.
Yeah.
No, here's an example joke, okay? Here's an example joke that someone told.
I know.
Now,
I know
this,
what you're talking about.
And this, I think, to LA's point, this guy looked like he was a fucking model.
There was one.
He looked
everyone
like a
Kill Tony
that works anywhere in LA looks like a model. I'm like,
so he goes up on
stage. Why are you doing this, honey? Like, why are you modeling?
Well,
like,
I mean, I think the problem is when you're beautiful, especially
like to everyone.
Beautiful, when you're that beautiful in LA, everyone, no one ever tells you no. People always probably laugh at your jokes.
It's
like
true.
People make you think like you're great. So he goes up there and he's like, so I just recently did my 23andMe. And he's like, he looks like, I mean, he probably looked
God,
like
gorgeous.
He's like a young Tom Brady, like white kid, right? Okay. He's like, I recently did my 23andMe. And he's like, found out I was 16% West African. He's like, I bet you ladies can tell which part is 16% West African. Am I right? And he's pointing at his crotch.
Oh, Jesus.
And I swear to God, the silence was a level that wasn't even like no one was laughing, but that everyone was intentionally being as silent as they could.
Oh, yeah.
To just show their disdain for how much they hated that joke. It was the funniest thing because it was like everyone just stopped breathing just so they could really drive home like
the
how
point.
Terrible it actually was.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. Like just to not let someone succeed if they're really like if they're gonna be that conceited or whatever, like
right,
yeah,
it's like
I get that.
we're not gonna
applaud
that,
you
sorry.
For like bragging about
no
how big
left.
Your dick is, bro.
Like, yeah, and it was like, God. And the guy that ran it was
a joke.
The guy that ran it was like literally the biggest douchebag blowhard I've ever seen in my life. Like he
flappers.
He kept talking about. I'm sure this is gonna come back to haunt me someday. I'm not gonna get hired for something. But he was talking about how he was running for like local government. He's like, I got on the ballot. I'm gonna be running against so and so in my local government. And I guess he lives in fucking Sacramento, but like drives to LA every Friday to like host a fucking open mic at 12 o'clock at night. So you know he's killing it. But then I overheard him talking to the bar to some chick, and he got on the write-in ballot. He didn't even get like a nomination for fucking.
Did he like write himself in? Like
I don't
he
know.
Probably did.
Like I mean, the write-in you do have to for technical writing candidates. You have to like submit to put in as a write-in candidate or whatever.
Gotcha.
But he was like pumping himself up on stage, and then he would started doing like the blowhard like. Piss match with every dude that got on stage and started like shitting all over him, and then it started causing more douchey guys to come up and start like trying to challenge him, and it created this whole like chest thumping sort of like
that's
where no
like,
one was enjoying comedy anymore because everyone was trying to like piss each other off on stage,
right?
And it was just it was such a fucking mess, and I was like, dude, because at one point someone I was at the bar when this guy was sitting there, and this woman's like, oh, like, you know, have you done stand-up before? Are you comfortable doing it? I was like, oh, God, I run a room. This is when I was running, right after I finished running Avenue Tab House. And I was like, oh, I ran a room where I used to get shit thrown at me. Like, I was like, we used
Nuh-uh.
To have, yeah, we got a battery thrown on stage one time.
I would punch that dude in the face.
And then
like,
Spider got a shot, like, not a shot glass, like a glass, but a plastic shot glass thrown at him one time. And
that's ridiculous.
So I was like, yeah, I got shit thrown at me, so I'm used to it. And the guy's like, well, you never know what's gonna happen. Or like that
Fuck
guy was
you.
Hosting. And I was like, I just kinda looked at him and was like, I guess not. Like I didn't really know what to say. But it was fucking hysterical to me how like it seems so much even more of a shit show than any other show
right.
that I run here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's a show that they actually have open mics
every
night.
Single night.
Yeah,
all of a sudden you're just like, ugh, I miss LVT so much.
Yeah, no, seriously, LVT. Like I went after like trying to do stand up out in LA, you're like, I can't wait until we just go back to Cleveland and we can get a guaranteed show with actually good comics. It's like,
right.
I don't know.
Kristen Gailwood posited she'd actually heard theories. I don't know if there's any merit to these, but the fact that like at least in Cleveland and some other scene, like I think it's established we have a weird scene here because like we're a random Midwestern town that happens to have a really thriving, robust comedy scene, which you wouldn't think. Like, it's bigger than Detroit's comedy scene or Pittsburgh's comedy scene.
Really?
I mean, that's just the word that I hear. I have no metrics.
Believe it, though, because I feel like, I mean, look, Cleveland, I love you, Cleveland, but it's kind of, we're on the Rust Belt, baby. Like,
you have to
we're
laugh
on the Depression
you have to laugh
Belt.
We have a lot
crying.
Of shit to laugh about.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, we do.
We're easy to make fun of.
For sure.
Yeah, so with that, Kristen said she'd heard, like, this sort of theory, you know, like, this people were ruminating, that it breeds quality, more higher quality comics. You know what I mean? Like there's a higher concentration of talent here as far as comedy is concerned than there is in LA just because everybody's a fucking comic in LA or thinks that they are, you know, versus here. It's like people don't keep doing and sticking with it unless they know that they're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
With it. Like, so I don't know. It was kind of encouraging to sort of hear that we're working. It just kind of seems like, you know, I kind of think of it as like working out on like, you know, the highest setting on the treadmill. So when you go to LA, like it's at least a little bit easier.
Yeah.
To, you know what I mean? It seems like you're conditioning yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like prepping yourself. You're getting material down. You're getting comfortable with yourself on stage. Like I get that. That's why I'm like, all right, I'm going to give Cleveland like a year, maybe two. And then I'm moving on to LA because it's like, there's producers, directors standing right in front of you. You literally just have to be a friendly face. What's up, bro? hey, my name's Tori, whatever, what's up? Like, you want to smoke? Like,
it might take a couple of years to get your foot in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
But to network, I mean, that's
just
the thing.
Just constantly.
You got to start somewhere.
And if you think about it, this is how I look at it. I'm like, if I can network and get on podcasts, like Jess's podcast, like, if I can network and do, like, short films and create other videos with other comics, when there's no one here that makes them.
Yep.
Imagine you're going to be surrounded in the fishbowl with people that are creative. Yeah. So you might run into a whole bunch of douchebags, and it will take you. I'm not expecting them to be like, oh, 1 year. No, it's probably going to take me like at least 7 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
And if the 10-year mark comes or whatever, I'm like, you know what? At least I invested 10 years in L.A. doing this.
Well, and the way I look at it, too, is if I get out there and after a year I absolutely hate it, just come back.
You can always come back and then grow even
more
here. If
I'm
there
10 years and nothing's happened, but I love it out there,
yeah,
I got no reason to leave. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I love about.
Are you from Cleveland originally?
Yeah, kind of. So I bounce around like I'm like a gypsy.
Nice.
So, yeah. Like in Madison, Ohio, you guys probably aren't familiar because you guys are.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
No,
but I like have never been. Like, I don't think I've been.
The shifty eye, you're like,
no, I'm just like, but I don't think I've been there.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. And then like Garfield Heights or whatever, Cleveland, Menor. Now I'm staying in Menor in my brother's basement, but not for long.
How's that going?
I'm just saving up money right now. Okay. So my plan was to stay there and save up money and then move to California, but now I'm investing all my money into Golden Gains. So I'm like, shit, there's two options of where I can focus all my energy on. And I'm like, well, what if I launch Golden Gains and I can make a living off of that while developing my skills as stand-up?
Exactly. And that's actually the American dream is to
run
your whole entire
life. You're so young. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but 24. You look really young. So I knew it.
Baby.
So it's not like you're pressured for time or something, you know, just kind of go with the flow. It's like,
I like that. I feel like I'm always pressured for time. Like, I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm running out of time.
Yeah, and you don't have the perspective of being old like some people, like at this table. Yeah,
and it's kind of like your thing. Like, you know, you should just like enjoy like whatever comes your way. Like, start enjoying that first, and that doesn't write off everything else that might happen. Like,
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing I think I envy the most about you kids that you are realizing your dreams 16, 12, 11,
like
10 years
anymore.
Before I did. You know what I mean? I didn't realize it until 34, so I had 10 fewer years than you guys all do. You have more time is, I guess, ultimately what I'm boiling it down to.
We are more alike than what you already know, girl. Like, I'm telling you, like, I envy my brother because he's, like, an amazing musician. He can rap. He can make beats, and it sounds so good. It's like nothing ever, like, you've ever heard before. And I'm like, I'm kind of envious of you, man. You're way younger than me, and you're already figuring out what you already love to do, bro.
Yep.
But I'm like, all right, Tori, no, spread positivity.
Well, do you find you have hard time, like, as much as you put out, like, positivity, like, being positive with yourself?
Yeah, dude, I know. Like, last night they called me out on it. They're like, Amber was just like, yeah, I'm having a hard time right now. She just felt depressed. And I was like, yeah, me too, dude. I mean, we all feel it. And they're like, yeah, right, Tori. You're the happiest girl we've ever seen on social media. And I was like, guys, do you not understand? People ask me to, like, send positive stuff out there. Even if I don't feel positive, I have to post stuff because people are expecting me now because now this is the brand. So,
And that only sort of puts more pressure on you because people expect that
from now
you.
They do. They keep asking me about it. I'm like, fuck.
That's a great point because, like, I don't know. I'm not as much as I used to be, but people would really look to me as always being, like, happy, positive. You know, fun, or, you know, even just the kind of person who wouldn't ever get really angry about things.
Yeah.
And then when I wasn't that person, it was like, what the fuck, Jess?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, look, I am allowed to be angry and mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are.
A lot of pressure when you're a happy or, you know, positive person.
People look at me like there's something wrong. They're like, oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And like, I'm angry right now. I'm allowed to be angry because I'm in traffic. Like,
And you're a human.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I can't just be happy all the time.
Like, or like you were saying when Jess was talking about like having things thrown at them on stage, yeah. You're like, I would punch him in the face. Yeah. Most people don't know that, but I would punch a guy yeah. in the face.
I would pay to actually see money. I would pay money to oh, like, yeah, dude. Or I would pay to see. I'd pay money to see. I haven't drank or smoked on
this. Yeah, I'm having insane. Like sunstroke or something. Like I'm over here like
100 degrees outside.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know awful. What it is.
No, but I would pay money to see you punch someone in the face. Just like, God finds motherfucker! And then punch them with your little like hang ten yeah, fist. Go yeah. And just be like, put your like pinky and your thumb in their eyes. Just like,
yeah, that's what that means. It's not like, sup, bro. It's like, I'm going to jab your eyeballs out.
I'm going to fucking gouge your eyes
You're misinterpreting
out.
This, but you're about to find the fuck out.
Guys, yeah. I have a story.
Please
guys,
do. We love
Please, stories. Keep talking.
It's
yeah.
fucked up. All right, so I keep saying that about all my stories.
Yeah, you've yet to really shock us at all. So, I okay. mean, not that, I mean, your yeah. stories are not interesting. Just
No,
yeah,
I feel they're it. Awesome. No, I just keep saying that because I'm like, it's fucked up to me. But it's like, you guys have such authentic comedians on the show that it's like, all right, we've pretty much heard everything.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've heard everything. We've heard it. Literally.
Well, I don't know about everything. Let's not challenge anyone.
We'll see.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, go
change
next.
My mind.
Oh, no.
We'll see. Okay. So, I lost my virginity to like the first person, like my first boyfriend or whatever. And obviously, I mean, whatever. So, I mean,
I already love where this story is going. Okay.
So, so we broke up, right? And, this fucking thought.
Thought! Jesus, thought! This is the first time anyone's used thought on yep. here. Is it? This is so great.
I think so.
Okay.
This fucking thought ass bitch, okay? Fucking decides to troll and like everything on my ex-boyfriend's social media and just flirting. I know that she's a hoe because she sleeps around, okay? And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You don't want a problem with me. But I was like, I messaged her and I was like, listen, if you get anywhere near Tim, I will.
This is the good vibes girl that we're sitting with. In case you're just tuning
Don't
in.
Fuck
no, I'm
with
kidding.
The good vibes girl. Yeah.
I will stick a fork in your eye and twist it and make you suffer. And she was like, I'm going to call the cops. And her girlfriend jumped in and was like messaging me and was like, you're psycho. You're so crazy. And I was like, I don't give a fuck.
And she doesn't. Yeah. That's the thing. Okay. Like, so this brings us into the perfect thing that I want to talk about because we have 10 more minutes and I definitely want to spend the last 10 minutes talking about this. So catching Gigi up to speed on the social
yes.
media. So, you post stuff all the time. What I love, okay, just kind of leading up to this, what I love is the stuff you post is always so just, it's literally you in Facebook form. Like, there's no differentiate. Like, some people have a social media persona, some people have a real life persona.
Kind of like how I text, like I talk.
Yeah. Okay. And I think, like, my social media persona is pretty much me, although it's a bit more, I would say, dry and perhaps angry and cynical. But overall, yours is literally just, like, tit for tat. Like, what you see is what you get, what you read is what you get. Mm-hmm. So she'll post like her good vibes things and she'll post like little lightning bolts and like shit like that. And like all the guys, like the guy, because there's a million guy comics, they'll just be like, what the fuck does lightning bolt mean? Or like,
yeah,
like
they're fucking trolling me. I'm like, wow, you're
they're
really
so
funny.
Concerned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand
well,
this.
Well, and the thing is, most guys in comedy are very like, as we've established with like RDP, he said his default setting was cynicism and like, they're very like grouchy and they very much are just like, everyone shut the fuck up. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
So when you get like bubbly and like, they're all just like, what is this shit? And they like try to shut it down.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so good. It's so true.
It literally bothers them. It bothers people.
Like, I'm not
that.
Nearly as bubbly as you, but I'm still like, I love kitties.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, you need to calm down. Yeah. And I'm just like,
why are you happy about life?
I know, exactly. Stop being so fucking
calm
happy.
Down, you fucking cat lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like they're trying. I mean, there is some small, you can see it if you know them especially. You can see some small, like, they're just picking on her. Like,
yeah,
it's not vicious. It's not, like, vindictive or anything. But at the same time, they're being kind of dickholes about it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so, and she's just always like, you're funny. You should be a comedian, LOL. And then they just like it because, like, they can tell they're not getting to her. She's not
yeah.
rattled by any of it. Like, my no. favorite's, like, Cody Cooper will go after
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
like,
I know!
Like you're one pandering post away from becoming
this
like
transgender, like identify as like African American because I'm all about unity and everybody
oh,
knows
it was
that.
What's her face? Rachel Dolezal. He's like you're one away from, and he's like you're one pandering post away from this chick, and he just posts a link to Rachel Dolezal's Wikipedia page.
What the hell?
And I don't, you just like literally, it was like water off a duck's ass. You were just like, yeah. Like, I mean,
like, I'm gonna be that, because it's like, I really do stand for unity. Like, it's gonna shine through my creativity. Like, people tell me, like, not talk about how much I love Obama, but I, like, it's gonna shine through my creativity. Like, that's just me. So it's gonna weed out the people that don't like me and they shouldn't watch me. And then it's gonna keep the people that are like, yay! I support what she's talking about.
So this, that's kind of like an appetizer for what happened, the incident that happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh my
ago.
God, can we talk about
yes,
that post?
I want to talk about the incident. Because it was kind of revolutionary in its
way. Yeah.
So, okay. And then the thing was, there were like sequels too. Like, this is the best thing. So you should probably tell the story, because I don't know the origin of what made you decide to post this, but later Steve Merz explained it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I didn't even realize that's what you were doing. So I want you to, because it's your post, and I want you to talk about it.
Can you record me?
Tell me to record, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, dude, yeah, sideways would be perfect.
Okay, there you go.
All right. All right, so I posted this post on Facebook that says, black people work way harder than white people, and it exposed all the racists.
There were like 400 comments. I've never seen so many comments.
Yeah, dude.
People they just probably like weren't even able to keep their mouth shut. They're like, I have to comment.
And it was so sad to me. It was sad. Like, why aren't we paying attention to other things? Like, why are we putting people down? It's like, but if you look at all the African-American comics in the Cleveland comedy scene, who the fuck has more followers than anybody in the scene? Jasmine Carter!
Jasmine.
It's the plug! Like, seriously, like, and I was like, that's how I was feeling in the moment, and I don't apologize for any of the posts that I say. Like, I'm not saying, we all work hard. We all do, but it's like, I just noticed some talent and some hardworking shit going on.
Yeah.
So
here's
call
what,
it like you see it.
So yeah. I'm gonna give you what my take on what I experienced was. So I see that, and I was just like, oh, Tori, you know, like one of those.
Are you trolling, girl?
I wasn't trolling. I was
no, not you. Oh, but yeah, like yeah. you
yes,
be like
yes,
Tori.
Yes,
are
yes,
you
yes.
Trolling?
I was like, this is clearly meant to like instigate or some like spar something.
Oh, yeah.
Spar something.
It was excellent.
So
I meant it, but
I didn't know exactly what was going on. So some of the first few posts are like, you're just race baiting, like, you know, that kind of thing. And to a point, and not at all that this was the case for you, but there is a point where I will, because I spend too much fucking time on Twitter, see people post things that you can tell are meant to poke a bear.
Yeah.
Because they're bored.
Definitely.
That's how Trump became famous.
Well, and furthermore, it's from both sides. Like, I see left-leaning people all the time just like, oh God, I'm so tired of being right all the time and how right I was about how terrible everything is. I'm just, aren't we sick of being right yet? And like, it just makes me want to murder, but I know that's what they're going for. So at first, and what was funny is it started out as a few people just like, quit trying to race bait, you know? And like, they were being pretty like overall level-headed. They were just kind of trying to call her out for like instigating. And I don't know what happened after that. I don't even remember the first thing that actually like kicked it all off, but then it started slowly trickling into it doesn't have anything to do with race. It has everything to do with who works hardest, and like, if you're gonna say blacks are better than whites, then why are we even fighting for equality? And like, and then all of a sudden you start to get this serious sense of like white fragility and like how fragile all these dudes
are
on
so,
her feet
oh, yeah.
are about like they can't even just ignore it, they can't even just let it go, they can't even like, they had to say something.
They
about,
had to. They were so bumhurt about it. I got messages threatening me.
Yeah.
They're like, if I see you, I will give you a piece of my mind. Or like,
what?
I will touch you. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means, but I'm blocking you. Obi's like, he's like, girl, you can't do that. Like, she's like, he's like, you got to take care of yourself. He didn't say girl, that's my words. But like, he's like, you got to take care of yourself. Like, block those guys.
Yeah, once, and then I think when I saw it really starting to deteriorate, was they were like, honey, you clearly want attention. Like, and
I ignored it.
It
I was
kept
like,
going.
I don't care.
And then, I don't even remember, but it got to a level where, white dudes were using the N-word. Like, straight up just using the N-word and saying, like, I'm not racist, but these N-words. And I was just like, oh, okay,
what?
Now it's over. Now it's
kind
all
of
done.
A statement.
It's
that?
All done. So I think I stopped watching what was transpiring
after I saw the first
and then
N-word.
Steve
for sure.
Merz, like, probably, I don't know if it was the same day or later that day or the next day, but he was like, hey, if you guys don't follow Tori Golden, you should probably go go check it out.
And what the fuck else are you
doing? She's doing an amazing experiment on white fragility right now. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a sociological experiment.
Yeah, it really was though. But I do fully believe that. Like, I know it's kind of fucked up.
Brought everyone out of hiding. You didn't have to do anything.
Yeah,
I get to show, you're like, show yourselves, basically.
And all of a sudden it was like, boom, there they all were. There all of them were. And what was funny is then I started reading Steve's feed. And that became a sequel because then people were like going to look and see what she had posted. And then they were like, why don't we talk about black fragility? And John Armstrong turns.
No way. I didn't see that
John
part.
John Armstrong comes
in.
He's like, we already tested our fragility over the last 600 years when you were bringing us over on boats and not letting us use the same bathrooms and like all these other things. And then Steve Merz was like, hey, fuck off, cunt. Like, I mean, that's just like what he does. And it was just like, oh my God. So then that all devolved. And then at one point, Steve posted a screenshot of a guy that he'd gotten into it with on your thread.
Oh my God.
And that was the guy who was like, I'll F you up, or I'll fuck you up, N-word, and like all this stuff. And it's like Steve's wife, which doesn't even make sense. Yeah, and he was just saying the N-word over and over and over. And the guy clearly deleted the comment because like Steve just had the screenshot of it and you couldn't find it anymore. But it was like, holy hooly.
That's why I like barely post anything on Facebook specifically. I'm like, too many rando question marks on here. Sorry. Like Instagram's more honed into people I like and love, but no,
in all
not
of it,
Facebook.
This whole thing, she was just kind of responding back like, well, if that's how you feel. And that was just like, and you legitimately got the sense like it wasn't even like, because I will do like my new favorite thing to do of all time is, you know, and you've probably realized this, the more active you are when you're, when you have a fucking business you're running, when you're running shows, when you're running showcases, when you're more present in people's mindsets, you get more, just it invites more criticism.
It really does. People start hating on everything.
Everything you do. And my new favorite thing, and Cody called me out on this the other day because he detected it, was just, it's just going, cool. That's it. Just literally writing, cool.
You should have started.
I've heard you say that. And I've seen that. You're like, when someone like tries to troll Jess on social media, she'll put, cool, period.
Or like, cool, okay. Yeah. Like, or I'll just put, okay, period.
But you know what you should do? You should just start, like, when someone, like, starts trolling you, just comment like this.
She does sometimes. She comments with a little hand.
What do you know about white blight? And it's just like,
the hand. No, it is. Like, she does
people
the hand.
People will go insane. People will lose their minds with rage for no reason. Yeah.
We have
to
kill her.
That's what I think led to that thing exploding is because every time she'd respond, she'd just be like, welp. And you could legitimately tell that she was literally just sitting at her keyboard going, meh. Like, she did not give a fuck. And I want to get there someday. Like, there's a lot of me that gives a lot less of a fuck than I used to.
Yeah.
But there's still times when you see me go, cool. Like, that's, like, passive aggressive as shit. Yeah. I'm just, like, really wanting to tell them to shut the fuck up.
No, but I do that, too. I was like, cool. I don't care, bro.
Yeah, and you really don't. And that's what I admire is you can legitimately tell you don't give a fuck. And I think that's what we all need to just fucking...
Dude, it took a lot of training.
Yeah.
It did. I feel like I am, I don't know, my Snapchat. I'm recording all of this right now. But it took a lot of training. Like, I do a lot of positive affirmations. Like, I literally write down and I read it every time a night before I do stand-up comedy. I'm like, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I'm physically hilarious. Like, or I'll just be like, I'm going to make the whole audience laugh because I believe in myself. Like, I really have to do that. I've just learned that I'm like, all right, I just have to put more extra work into it. I mean, I don't know. Like, everybody puts, like, extra work into it, whatever works for them. But it's all, it's all affirmations. Like, I have, like, notes all over my house, in my bedroom, that say, I don't care what other people think.
Aww.
Because I used to. Because, I mean, like, not a lot of people know this, but, I mean, you can't tell now because I worked my ass off to get rid of my cerebral palsy. But, like, it used to be so bad to where I was talking to you and it'd be like this.
Wow.
The whole time. And you guys can't see it, but I looked like I had a little T-Rex hand. So,
aww.
I mean, it's whatever. Like, a lot of people, I'm glad that it was very mild compared to, like,
what a lot of people have.
I worked my, like, self off, like, literally, I was like, I'm not going to have anyone view me as, like, a retard. And I used to care a lot about what other people think, but I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but yeah, positive affirmations, man.
You're fine. I think, like I said, and not just with real quick addendum, and then we got to wrap it up. But real quick, not just with like social media, like what stuff you post, but I really admire you have a lot of body positivity too. Like, she'll regularly, much to my delight, will post videos of herself dancing in her underwear. And she just doesn't give a fuck.
No,
like,
I don't.
And that's, like, you posted a really, really cool pic, hot pic, of you
Thank
in
you,
a red
girl.
Swimsuit the other day. And it was just one of those, like, where it was covering the nips, and it was like a one piece, but it was like, it basically looked like a slingshot, and it was covering nips and then like the crotchal area. And that was it. Everything else was exposed. And you were just like, look at me. And you were like posting like a million selfies of yourself in this thing. And like, there's so many women who would just be like I had to wear a suit like that the other day for the show that I was doing.
Oh, wow.
And like in the pictures, I got to post them at some point. It's literally covering my nipples. I have never been so exposed in public in my entire life. And I was like, I look like a fat pig. This
no.
I know, but in my mind, I would never post, like, proudly be like, look at me. I look amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you fucking do. And it's so admirable. And I love that. Like, so many women
that's
need,
badass.
Need to get
Thanks.
Down with that.
Thanks. Like, I have a photo shoot in July, but I don't know if it's, like, actually, like, legitimate or not. But it's for that. So hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. That'd be dope.
So you are STR, the number 8 GV on YouTube.
Yes.
Where else can people find you on social media?
Twitter. At Tori Golden, Instagram at Tori Golden, and Snapchat STR8GV, baby.
Okay, so it's Tori, TOREYGOLDEN, all one word?
Correct.
Awesome. And Gigi, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, g.g.chick.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at epicfaul, EPICFAUL. The last Sunday of every month at Bar Louie downtown Cleveland for our toast prattle at 7 p.m. And the first and third Sundays of every month at Skidmark Garage at 7 p.m. for our Couch Gags showcase. I want to thank Pete Milk for doing our recording and production, and Above Below Entertainment for being our network. I want to thank Tori Golden so much for being
thank
amazing
Thank you so
guest.
Much. You're awesome.
Don't forget to spread through good vibes.
Good vibes. Okay, love you. Bye.